doesn't have to work. All he has to do is enter his door, go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of Mazda. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi, yeah.
Why settle for crumbs when you can feast on world-class entertainment this season on Showmax? And the best part? You can pay for your subscription in just five simple steps with MTN Momo. Step 1, download the Showmax app and sign up. Step 2.
This has a Wednesday happen. The main news on Ultra Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio Main News broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, Meander urges Zambia to act on Entrepreteur report. Mwetwa calls on Zambians to uphold peace and unity. In international news, Israel forces kill 51 Palestinians near Gaza aid site. In sports news, Malulu calls FIFA's commitment a game changer for Zambian football. With the news in detail, my name is Amkena Sireso. In local news, governance expert Wesley Meander has urged Zambians to take the United Nations Rapporteur report seriously and work on the laws. This is after the United Nations Rapporteur reported that the UPND government is abusing human rights by implementing selective justices and affecting targeted prosecutions against its opponents and critics, such as the Cybercrime Act and Cybersecurity Law. Meander says the rapporteur should not be downplayed regarding the abuse and violation of human rights by the UPND government, but should be respected and worked on as a country. He also says that as a country, we should appreciate the report from the UN Human Rights Rapporteur, and we should take it as a lesson, or rather, a correction in terms of our human rights. Meander further adds that Zambia also needs to take into consideration that the country implements laws such as the cyber law to protect its citizens in online spaces, stating that such laws exist to prevent misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation. He has, however, emphasized that these laws should not be abused or used to silence people or opposition from speaking out on public matters. Meander has further encouraged Zambians to be ready to make corrections in certain areas where the law seems oppressive. Trade and investment researcher Barnabas Mwale has called for the need to increase value addition in products that Zambia sells to the Chinese market. In an interview with Unza Radio, Mwale says that in order for Zambia to benefit from China's removal of tariffs from all 53 African countries, there is a need to add value to copper and minerals it sells to the Chinese market. Mwale has urged for more investments in the agricultural sector, farm blocks and road networks, which will help in adding value to the products before selling. Meanwhile, economist Odwayo Duma has welcomed the move by China to drop tariff imports on all African countries, but calls for the need to clarify the benefits that will come from the move China made. This comes after China announced that it is ready to drop tariffs on imports from all 53 African countries it has diplomatic relations with. Economist Yusuf Dodia has praised the government for its commitment to servicing the country's external and domestic debts. This comes after the Ministry of Finance and National Planning disclosed through a statement that it had released 15.8 billion kwacha to financing public service delivery. Dodia says it is also important to maintain good relationships with international communities because we can never be certain when we might need assistance from outside. By servicing debts, this strengthens our international relationships. He also says that servicing domestic debt is equally important because it ensures that Zambian workers can be paid, and if paid, their business can continue functioning and can employ more people to boost the Zambian economy. The UDF further adds that the funds have been released at the right time due to budgetary demands in areas of significant concern for the development of our country. He has, however, applauded the government's initiative in releasing such an amount of money, emphasizing that the country needs to appreciate this effort. Still in local news, Minister of Health Elijah Muchima has commissioned a state-of-the-art pressure swing absorption pump, PSP oxygen plant, in Kawe Central Hospital. Muchima has emphasized the government's commitment to strengthening Zambia's healthcare infrastructure in a courtesy call today. He has pointed out that the medical oxygen is a critical resource in healthcare delivery, particularly for patients with respiratory conditions and emergency cases. He has stated that the new plant will significantly improve access to life-saving oxygen for hospitals and clinics across the province. Muchima has also acknowledged the support from Global Fund, which has enabled the construction of multiple oxygen plants across Zambia. He has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring that healthcare facilities are equipped with essential medical supplies to ensure services delivered in patient care. And meanwhile, Central Province Health Director Dr. Elijah Mutoloki reveals that two more oxygen plants have been set up in the province at Chitambo Hospital and New Kabwe Women, Newborn and Children's Hospital, with commission dates to be announced. Zambian National Education Coalition, ZANEC, acknowledges government for the inclusion of legal and policy frameworks that promote and protect children's rights. Speaking during a press briefing, ZANEC Executive Director George Hamusunga says, children education services serve as a learning foundation. He says cautions for national planning and budgeting must become more sensitive and equally driven. Hamusunga further says government must prioritize a rights foundational learning to ensure that resources reach the most disadvantaged areas. He adds that the education system must strengthen teachers' recruitment with the focus on early grades and the introduction of multilingual education. Finally, in local news, Information and Communication Minister and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mweta has appealed to members of the public to cherish peace and unity. Speaking during an interview, Mweta says this is the moment where Zambians have to unite under the banner One Zambia, One Nation, as we are known globally. He adds that as a country, we have to take this moment to cherish peace and love and unity. He further says President Lungu should be mourned with dignity because he showed leadership by uniting the nation, and that what he stood for as a president. And therefore, he should be mourned with decency and humanity as the sixth Republican president. However, Mweta says the government will render the necessary support to the bereaved family during this trying moment and afterwards to ensure a smooth transition into this enchanted new territory where they are going to live without their loved one. Mweta has urged political players to stay away from political fights during this period as the country waits for the remains of the former president. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Winning the race. 91.7 on the radio.